It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, November 29th, 2009.
Only FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ, and I've got my life to live. I transmit our song, they say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, you scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danstjold, and this is The Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We have stories of pirates in the news for you this week, and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, HF Underground, and Note Stations Logged for the Free Radio Weekly. Several off-air recordings for you this week, and a few radio-related odds and ends. We're going to wrap it up with some closing thoughts for me. Count the hard edits. The Pirates Week starts now.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's The Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Hey there. Remember me? Yeah, back after a long needed vacation. Yeah, I know. Overworked through late October and early November, then right into a three-week vacation led to an unintended lengthy break of the Pirates Week. But now DX season is in full strength, and I plan on being here every week throughout the winter, well, excluding probably a weekend around Christmas and possibly the Winterfest holiday. So we are just getting back into the saddle around here. I just returned yesterday and have been seriously out of communication for several weeks. I'm really out of touch. So the news will be just a little bit sketchy today, and I will be relying on a bunch of off-air recordings for you a little later in the program. But I have noticed a couple new stations being logged on the bulletin boards, most notably Radio X-Ray. I caught a bunch of Radio X-Ray on a Friday being played pretty much all day long, and also on Saturday. We're going to have a little bit more on Radio X-Ray, or is it X-Ray Radio, maybe? And we're going to have a little bit more on them coming up really soon. First, though, I did want to throw it out there that Marie Lamb of Cumbre DX is announcing Cumbre has a new address for their homepage, www.cumbredx.net. And they have quite a bit better webpage than they have had in recent years. That's Cumbre DX, a great radio show. It's also found on rfprograms.com. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into some pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, we're going to get right into the news this morning. Janice over at the International Radio Report on CKUT was listening to the pirate broadcasts this weekend, talking about X-Ray Radio. Actually, I was just mentioning X-Ray, and she was listening to X-Ray Radio all weekend long and actually has a little bit more information on the station. Take a listen to Janice on the International Radio Report.
Anyway, for, in terms of the holidays, it was the American Thanksgiving holiday this weekend, and it was ripe for pirate radio.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of pirate radio stations are. And an oddity in, on, you know, on shortwave, 6925 and thereabouts, you know, up and down on the dial, most of the shortwave pirates are from the States. But X-Ray Radio was on all day yesterday, broadcasting from Quebec, Canada.
Really?
In English and French. The ideas, and gave an email address, broadcastreception@hotmail.com, and I sent in a reception report in French, and Fred P. Answered me in French, playing mostly country music, and again, saying they're X-Ray Radio, And it was a French-Canadian person, and English and French. So there is a French-Canadian pirate playing country music on 6925. They might be on again today, so check out X-Ray Radio. And I'll see if I actually get a reception report. But actually, Steve put in a request for a Hank Williams song, and he played it.
Wow.
Yeah, we were coming in. The signal was booming into Dorval. And there's a lot of interference, but it was like in the daylight hours, it was like 5-on-5 for signal, a lot of interference. And then after sunset, it faded out. But the skip took over. But I called somebody I thought it might be, and it wasn't him.
Okay.
Somebody whose initials are MM. But no, that isn't me. I don't do that. And
okay.
That was the only other person. I thought the voice sounded somewhat similar, but it wasn't him.
Wow.
And then... Dave Melanson called me a bunch of times reporting hourly basically everything that he was playing. So it was heard quite well in Montreal. So maybe check him out.
Okay.
If anybody hears any more about them, let me know.
All right.
Well, looking around the internet for some other pirate radio related news stories, Pirate Radio, the movie, is all over the blogs the last couple weeks. I saw the British version of the film a couple weeks ago, and genre aside, the film didn't stand up by itself, I'm kind of sad to say. It did seem a bit long in places, and the writing really wasn't that good. But given the subject material, it is obligatory to watch. I missed the American debut. I have it on my Netflix queue, and it will be interesting to see the difference between the British original version and the American version. I hear it was cut down significantly for the American audiences. I do recommend it if you're into pirate radio, and I'm sure you are. I mean, how could you not see it? But it wasn't as good as it could have been. It's a 2 or 3 day run in the theaters are probably a testament to that. But hey, if you are looking for movies about pirate radio, you may want to check out Radio Free Blissville. Radio Free Blissville. It's a short, low-budget film, pirate radio out of the backseat of a car, roving Brooklyn after a satellite war and the demise of all modern communication. I saw the trailer and it looks good. If you're into independent films and shorts, Radio Free Blissville may be something worth checking out. And really looking at the news feeder for the last couple weeks, that's all that's been in the news lately is Pirate Radio, a.k.a. The Boat That Rocked, that has been hitting the American shores.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. William K. Hertz starts us off this week by asking the question for Rhinus, why do Euro pirates that use 48 meters in the morning start relatively early, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning local time? He wonders if it's because of propagation or is it something that becomes a tradition over the years. Actually, personally, I think it's probably due to propagation, but we'll wait for Rhinus to answer that. Northwoods Radio is posting, noting that they have changed their email address to northwoodsradio@gmail.com. They also go on to hint of a special QSL package going out soon. Over in the workshop forum, Alex gave Quark a hand in pointing him towards Audacity for his audio software needs. He mentioned that I use it for putting this podcast together. It's simple, works great with multiple tracks, and best of all, it's free. Quark was also looking for microphone suggestions that would plug directly into his laptop. 807B suggested a USB mic. A Rode, Samson, MXL, and others make condenser mics that have USB out. They also be aware that USB mics add some delay into the audio, so if you're talking and monitoring to yourself at the same time, it can be a little confusing. The Rode Podcaster at least has a headphone out for the mic itself that allows direct real-time monitoring. Bill O. Wrights notes that if you get a cheap mic, it will come out in the final mix. But go ahead, spend the bucks for a decent microphone that will cost you probably around $200 or more, or you could find it on eBay for less. But yeah, definitely, this podcast is with a condenser MXL microphone, and you got to spend the money to sound well as best as you can. Over in the LPFM section, Radio Brandy posted on the 87.9 The Wave topic, touting the EDM FM transmitter. Steve goes ahead and says that the EDM is easily the best little transmitter on the market. He says he's had his EDM LED on the air for 4.5 years, 24/7, before it started to go on the fritz. But it was still under warranty after 4 years, so he sent it back to him and have it repaired. Had no problems. Actually, I've been looking around the EDM FM transmitters. Probably, like I agree with Steve over at Radio Brandy, probably one of the best FM low power transmitters you can buy. A little expensive, but you know, from what I read, it's probably worth it. Over in HF Underground, Charlie asks about scanning strategies. How do you tune around the dial to find the cool stuff to listen to? Do you scan banks, buy an SDR, or just teach the wife to enjoy static? Well, Phantom likes the idea of having a bunch of radios set to various frequencies around the shack. CM Radio uses the stumble-upon method, not the website, but the actual just kind of tuning around the dial. Personally, I just leave it on 6925 and just see what comes my way. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 720, dated November 28th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 21st to the 27th, stations being heard on air this last week include All Hell Radio, Captain Morgan, KIPM, MAC, North Woods Radio, Outhouse Radio, The Crystal Ship, WEAK, WTRY, Turkey Radio. Stations sending out QSLs this week are the stations of Iron Man Radio, Mack Truck Radio, Voice of Doom, KIPM, actually a relay EQSL from Outhouse Radio for KIPM, Captain Morgan, Turkey Grass Radio, and Radio Marlene.
This is Jane from Radio Free Mount Airy, and you're listening to The Pirates Week with Ragnar Dennis Joel.
He's a Fookin' slug.
Well, it's time now to get in some off-air recordings, but first, before we do, let's click on the radio, see if anybody's on air. Oh, yeah. This is 6950 AM. It's 1707 Sunday morning. Got some big band jazz coming way down in the noise. It's on AM. Yeah, way down in the noise. But yeah, sounds like some big band music down there on 6950 AM. Going to have to keep an eye on the FRN and see who that is on air. But first up, we do have some WMPR, micro-powered radio. Sealord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340 caught WMPR, micro-powered radio, 6925 AM, 1615 UDC on the 26th of November, SIO323. Sealord said it was a good signal and audio with some fading conditions. Coming down into Florida, take a listen to WMPR.
Now, an angry darling.
Next up, Dimbald in New Hampshire caught radio X-ray, putting out a fair signal with the long, slow fades. 6925 AM, 1630 UTC on the 27th of November. Take a listen to Radio X-ray.
Listening X-ray radio. We're transmitting from North America with 100 watts of power on the frequency 6925 kHz. If you can receive this signal, please send an email to broadcastreception@hotmail.com. Broadcastreception@hotmail.com. Thank you for listening X-ray radio.
Yes, that was the same X-ray radio that Janice of the International Radio Report was talking about a little bit earlier in the broadcast. William K. Hertz caught WTKY, Turkey Radio, 6900 AM, 2150 on the 27th of November, SIO 333. This was probably a relay from the Bunny Relay Network. They have been very active on 6900, relaying various programs for the last few weeks. Very short. This is a very short, just the ID, because it was not a very good signal. Take a listen to WTKY, or at least the ID of WTKI, Turkey Radio on 6900. Zane Radio in Chicagoland caught Northwoods Radio, 6950, upper sideband, the 29th of November, SINPO 35444. Said it was very strong coming into Chicago. It was the Deer Camp Report for 2009. Take a listen to Northwoods Radio.
I'm going to get that 30 point buck. So you're listening to Northwoods Radio, the camp show for 2009. I am the Jack Pine Savage, and we're wrapping up the camp report for this year, 2009. It was a 4-year, no snow and no bucks. And but we did drink a lot of beer, and I drank our share of whiskey, and we connected with nature just a bit. Although, you know, you really just can't have a bad year in deer camp. But that's the report for 2009. Till next year, this is the Comp Show for Northwoods Radio. Gonna wrap it up with a couple songs from the Ufers.
Well, good to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another 6-year story for you, the 30-point buck. KO number 2. I was throwing the call.
And I recorded Radio Marlene, 6925 upper sideband, 0230 to 0240 on the 29th of November, SINP 03444, broadcasting from the Jersey Shore. It's Radio Marlene. And finally, Seamus caught WTCR, 6930 upper sideband, 0130 UTC, the 29th of November, SINPO, all fours and fives. He said it was like having Dr. Morbius right in his backyard. Take a listen to WTCR.
WTCR, 20th Century Radio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, Steve Nichols had his detailed propagation report. I'm just going to concentrate on the 40-meter report. That's where most of the pirate activity is here in North America. Take a listen to the propagation report with Steve Nichols.
Hello, and welcome to the propagation prediction report for November 2009. I'm Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, we're really now entering the winter period, and these are the periods when the low bands, that's 160 metres, 80 metres and 40 metres, come into their own. And the last two winters have seen some great low band propagation, with stations in the USA and the Caribbean being worked on 80 metres in the UK well after sunrise. So generally, winter is a good time for east-west paths on HF2. Okay, going up to 40 metres, 7 megs, also another great DX band this time of year. And 40 metres should open to DX in an easterly direction during late afternoon and towards the south at sunset. Paths during the afternoon may include some very, very good DX in midwinter. and openings to the west, including Long Path, should be possible after midnight and should peak just before sunrise. You may find relatively local contacts should be possible during the day, although the low critical frequencies we're getting may mean it's difficult to talk to other stations in your country, while perfectly possible to talk to stations that are further afield.
Well, did anyone catch this week in amateur radio? The random access thought was pretty good this week. Talk about your drug-induced free radio dreams. Some really good stuff here if you got some mad editing skills.
A small but fiercely devoted group of radio enthusiasts continued to operate their individual stations. Nationwide, there were about 300 AM broadcast stations on the air, as well as five or six shortwave stations, including WWCR and WBCQ. The ARRL was around and now represented all free radio adherents. Believers in free radio were defiant and almost militant in defending and preserving an individual's right to the airwaves. We avoided digital broadcasts as much as possible. We avoided the use of the internet. The law required us to carry our cell phones everywhere. However, a free radio attorney pointed out we were not required to recharge them. We flaunted our hobby whenever possible. Our belts were loaded down with 2-meter handheld CB walkie-talkies, MERS, FRS, and GMRS radios. Our cars all sported hamsticks and 102-inch whips. Whenever possible, all communications were by free radio. In addition to the ARRL, we formed regional radio councils across the country. These councils guarded our frequencies against intruders, monitored local law enforcement agencies to ensure that free radio users were not harassed, kept watch for pending legislation that might impact us, and coordinated the regional nets. The councils also tried to educate the public about the benefits of free radio and acted as a central exchange for repairing, rebuilding, and refurbishing old ham, shortwave, and CB radios. On the national scene, the ARRL and the radio councils challenged the constitutionality of the Digital Radio Act of 2011 in federal court. We won a major victory when a federal district court ruled that the act was unconstitutional. Although the government filed an immediate appeal with the Supreme Court, free radio enthusiasts everywhere were invigorated and energized. We knew that the act was doomed, and that we would no longer be compelled to use a monopolistic infrastructure created by an unholy marriage between government and corporation. The government and the communications industry were in a panic. If the act was overturned, they would lose billions of dollars in taxes and user fees, not to mention the ability to completely control how, where, and when we communicated. If they couldn't win legally, well, there were other means.
Really wasn't any editing in that clip. Some really good stuff in this week's Random Access Thought for some aspiring op. So we're out of here. That's about the end of the broadcast. So what did we learn this week? Well, we learned X-ray radio has hit the airwaves, apparently broadcasting from Quebec, Canada. We also learned pirate radio, aka the boat that rocked, finally hit American shores, seems to have a short run in the theaters here. And finally, I'm back from vacation. We're still waiting to see if the anorectal inversion reversal operation has been successful. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. I will be back next week. And as always, thanks for listening.
From the boat anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirate Suite.
That's piratesuite.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.